Turnabout in the Spotlight by DJJ6800. Synopsis. With Athena and Apollo both off doing their own things, it's a fairly quiet day at the agency with just the rights. Banter between parent and child is disrupted when Phoenix gets a call from a student at Trucy's High School asking for his services as a defense attorney. Due to Trucy's connection to the case, as well as how long it's been since she's helped with the case, she decides to tag along as her dad's assistant. But Phoenix Wright is the main star, and she's just a side act, right? Review. Story and characters. As the first fully complete entry in this competition, Spotlight manages to tell a simple but effective story during its runtime. A lot of the fun comes from seeing Trucy right in the protagonist seat, especially whenever she interacts with Phoenix and the way the two play off of each other. It's a fun vibe that the canon games don't explore enough of, in my opinion. I would definitely say that these two are the highlights in terms of the cast. I am admittedly a bit more mixed on the rest of the cast, particularly how Franziska interacts with the original characters. To put it bluntly, while I've never been a fan of the canon game's handling of Franziska's violence in court, it's decidedly more uncomfortable when she does it to the OC cast here, who are primarily high schoolers, especially since she's older than she was in Justice for All, so she doesn't even have her youth as an excuse for immaturity now. Others who are more tolerant of Franziska's antics in Justice for All, or even found them funny, might have a different opinion than me, though. The OC cast serves their roles well enough, but feel like they need more time to breathe, and their interactions with the canon characters, especially Franziska, sometimes run into weird tonal issues. They're most natural when interacting with Trucy or Phoenix, I think, and they feel most off when interacting with Franziska or with the judge. Presentation. The most impressive part about Spotlight's presentation is something very understated that I nonetheless appreciated. The script is clean and seems to be free of typos. As someone who writes words a lot, where typos still slip in, even when I think I've gotten them all, I have to appreciate the sheer amount of effort that must have gone into this from DJ, as well as the beta testers listed in the credits. I also enjoyed the music selected for this case and found that it was a good fit. There was often a lack of proper word wrapping, but I do understand that this is something that doesn't bother everyone. Something that's a bit unfortunate but also completely understandable is that since the original characters in this case use sprites from the custom characters threads, but are mainly supposed to be high schoolers, even if they are older high schoolers, it stands out that in a lot of cases the sprites used make them feel a lot older than they're meant to be. It's, quite the interesting experience in recognizing a sprite you used for a character in their 30s being used for a high schooler, for instance. However, while I do feel the need to bring it up, once you look past that, the sprites selected do manage to capture the spirits of the characters well enough, and I have to imagine DJ carefully considered all this when making their choices for the sprites. I wrote a story with gods and goddesses where no one even remotely looked like divinity. I completely get it. You work with what you've got. Trucy's objection voice clip in this is taken from the custom voice clips thread, originally performed by Kira Buckland from way back before she was a famous voice actress and was doing fan dubs as Rena Chan on the internet. Since this objection was meant to be in character as Trucy, it suits her pretty well. Unfortunately, this does mean that Trucy doesn't have a proper hold it voice clip, but you do at least get used to that quickly. Gameplay. For the most part, Spotlight takes the standard formula of an investigation that goes into a trial and runs with that tried and true formula. An interesting thing that Spotlight does with regards to gameplay is actually tied to, well, something that it doesn't do at the beginning. The start of the game plays out more like a linear visual novel, with Trucy observing Phoenix doing all the actual gameplay, with some jokes about how weird adventure game protagonists look from the outside looking in. These jokes managing to stay fresh and not overstaying their welcome, thankfully. It's even treated as a surprise when Trucy realizes she actually has to go do something on her own. I found that to be an interesting way of using Ace Attorney's gameplay mechanics to tie into the storytelling here. The contradictions in the trial itself mostly felt fair or on the easier side, with one exception of a present that I feel like should have been accepted as an alternative answer, though the actual answer does make sense. Also, Trucy's hat is her attorney's badge equivalent, and I think that's cute. Theme relevance. The interpretation of the theme used for Spotlight is actually really similar to one of the examples I gave when showing how broad the theme could be. Specifically, the one about how our usual Mario is out of commission for whatever reason. The theme relevance here is very evident and clear-cut, with Phoenix Wright serving as our usual would-be Mario, while Trucy is forced to step up to the plate instead. Trucy is a very interesting choice for our Luigi, particularly before she officially takes over as our true main character. I go into this a little bit in the gameplay section if you wanted to go back to that. All this to say that Spotlight makes good use of the theme, being relevant to this comp while also serving as a nice hook for new players after the comp is over. Overall, a fun case with an unusual main character. While there are some tonal dissonance issues that I mention, Spotlight is overall a nice, complete package that tells a simple but effective story during its 2 to 3 hours of reading. As the first case by DJ that I've played, I look forward to playing to more of their works one day. And here's my professional photograph of DJ. It's just Christoph Gavin, basically. Yeah. It sure is Christoph. Thank you for making, and thank you for listening.